Hudson had to find some way to learn the Chinese language. Of course, he didn't know anyone who had been to China, much less spoke Chinese. So there was no way he could learn how the language sounded. But he could learn what it looked like written down. It so happened that someone had given him a copy of the Gospel of Luke in Chinese. There was just one catch. There was no translation or dictionary to go with it. The chapter and verse numbers were in English as well as Chinese, however. Hudson managed to persuade John to help him. And together, they set about unraveling the puzzle of the Chinese language. The traditional Chinese language is written in pictographic form. That means that a picture represents an idea. A picture of the sun and moon together is translated as the word bright. In English, of course, we use letters to stand for the actual sounds we make. This means English is a phonetically written language. Even though there were many languages and dialects spoken in China, everyone was able to look at the picture of the sun and the moon and know it meant bright, no matter how the word was actually said. This made learning to write Chinese a very valuable skill. This is how Hudson and John worked out what the pictograms meant. They would pick a word in English and then find it in a verse in an English copy of the Gospel of Luke. If they were looking at the word salvation, they might identify Luke chapter 2, verse 30, "For mine eyes have seen thy salvation." Then they would use an English concordance to find 10 or 12 other verses in Luke that had the word salvation in them, such as Luke chapter 3, verse 6, "All flesh shall see the salvation of God," and Luke chapter 19, verse 19, "Today salvation has come to this house." Then came the tricky part. They would then find the same verses in the Chinese Gospel of Luke and write them out one under the other. Then they searched the pictogram that appeared in all the Chinese verses. Finally, they searched the entire Gospel in Chinese, looking for more verses with the same pictogram in them. If in every instance they found the pictograph to be where the English word could be found, they would enter it into a notebook in pencil. Later, if they did not find a single place where that pictogram seemed to mean something else, they would trace the pictogram in ink. Slowly, one word at a time, they identified and memorized the Chinese characters until Hudson could read and write over 500 of them. Not only did Hudson need to know the Chinese language,